Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
These days, you have to be careful what you say because it's very easy to pick one stance on an issue and upset everyone else on the other side, like politics, for example, or maybe something even more risky. Dogs versus cats.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I am the kind of guy who will say what I think, even though it could be risky. I'm a dog person. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with cats, but I don't really like them as much as dogs. And if you hate me for that, I can live with it. But I've always felt like that dogs just are a better choice for so many reasons. I get why some people like cats because they're lower maintenance, mm-hmm. but dogs love you more. And cats may even hate you.
Yeah, dogs are always happy to see you.
They're happy to see you. Here's a great test you can do, too. If you think your dog or your wife loves you more, try putting one of them in the trunk of the car for a couple hours and then open the trunk and see which one of them is happy to see you.
Yeah, that's not a good test.
Well, I'm just saying.
Will the wife or the dog wag its tail?
I don't know about that part, but yeah, one of them's going to be happy to see you. One of them's not.
I think cats resent the obligation that they owe you something because you're feeding them.
Right. I think they actually don't like you because they somewhat depend on you. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, they're thinking to themselves, I could just go catch a bunch of mice on my own. I don't really need your stupid food anyway. But they're like, but I'm lazy and this is easier.
And the house is so nice sometimes.
Right. So, yeah. I mean, cats are just, I don't know. But dogs do things like in South Carolina, this story just out. About a dog named Curly who actually saved the family from a fire in Beaufort.
Wow.
And so this older man was in the house, and the dog woke him, got him out, and the fire department came. They were able to save a few belongings, like his World War medals and blah, blah, blah. But the home itself was a disaster, and he probably would have died if it wasn't for his dog. But not only that, but each and every one of us has a chance of living longer if we have a dog.
Well, I have my new little puppy.
You just got Otis. You figured out something I've been telling you for years.
Yeah, he makes a mess all the time.
And Cato knows this too, but dog owners have a chance of living longer and less of a chance of dying young.
He does put a smile on my face every day.
Okay.
They do. And you know, I have friends that are around my age that are that have kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you look so much younger than me? I'm like, I have a dog.
Yeah,
I don't have kids.
That's it.
That's how that works.
Well, this is one of the largest studies ever. They looked at 4 million people and 70 years worth of research, and they found that you're about 24% less likely to die young if you own a dog. Now, that could be from your dog waking up some people and saving them from a fire. But it also appears to affect your blood pressure pretty significantly when you have a dog, and it lowers it.
Unless he poops in the floor, then it raises it.
You get used to it.
They say dog owners have a 31% less chance of dying from heart disease, and if they do have a heart attack or a stroke, they recover faster.
Oh.
The authors found an even bigger difference when people lived alone but had dogs. So the companionship of those dogs made a bigger difference in their lifespan. And they said that dog owners tend to get a little more exercise, too, because if they walk their dogs, then they're getting some, cardiovascular exercise. And petting your dog has been shown repeatedly to lower your blood pressure.
How about petting your wife?
Again, kind of like the trunk thing, not as good.
I don't know. Give her a treat. She'll own a treat afterwards.
Yeah, but her treats are expensive.
Well, that's why they say canine therapy at hospitals is so good.
Right.
Yeah, you see that.
Interesting.
Well, and emotional support dogs on airplanes and stuff like that. Yeah.
So what I'm hearing you say, Tom, is at a young age, get a dog and you can drink and smoke and eat unhealthy the rest of your life because you're not going to die young.
Exactly.
That's what
okay,
I got.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
Yeah. And I will offer this tip for cat owners, too. We had a cat that I actually liked because it almost behaved like a dog in many ways. But people had always told me that the one thing cats hate is getting a bath and that you have to, like, wear gloves and arm protection and all. But our cat always enjoyed getting a bath for some reason, and I didn't mind it either, except sometimes the hair would get stuck on my tongue, and so that was a problem. But he didn't seem to mind the baths. So I don't know what the big deal is.
Oh, gross.
I could see you doing that, too.
I really could, too.
Yeah,
I
visualized it.
Me,
really
too.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.